I come before you today in honor of everyone here who have given me the honor to be your president for the past 25 years.
Woo.
Are you?
Rowdy bunch, rowdy. Find my spot again, thank you for that. But I've served as your president for 25 years. And for every one of those days, well, I like to say I enjoyed every one of them, and I can. I can. My job is to educate, motivate, and aggravate.
Not in that order.
Now, I continue to educate myself before I can educate others. I continue to motivate myself before I can motivate others. And I will try not to aggravate as I've done in the past. I'm only kidding about that one. Definition of aggravate is give you information to inspire you to raise your expectations and live the life you want. So I'll continue to aggravate you so you can transfer your dreams into reality. You've heard this before. If you read your emails through the bottom. We care. We share.
We grow.
We make a difference. So powerful. We care for each other as others care for a family. We share ideas, our thoughts, our ideas, comments with each other. We grow as a person, and we grow as a person in the Federation. And working together, we can and do make a difference. I mentioned 25 years as your president. My wife has been your first lady for those 25 years. Judy, thank you.
Yeah!
We've been married for over 40 years, and people say, how did you do it, Judy? Now, see, when I tell jokes, nobody laughs. When I say that, people laugh. You get comments
later.
It's
funny.
But we've been together for over 40 years, and she, you know, we can't do this. Let me rephrase that. We can do what we can do up here, of course. But without family support, without family helping you along the way, encouraging all the way, it's a difficult task. This job, this volunteer job, is a job. Our pay has been the same since the first day we walked in the door. I always give out big raises every year. I say, hey, next year, Carol, Linda, Jane, I'm going to double your pay. Zero to two zeros, to three zeros. Carol's up to 30-something zeros right now. But we do it for you. This is not an I organization. It's a we organization. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also want to thank my sons, Jim and Joe, and their wives, Bettina and Kelly. For also your time of support and also being voluntarily told what to do for volunteering. This is our 42nd state convention, and I've been, again, honored to be in front of you for the 25th time. I have stated this before, and the more I state it, the more it becomes a reality to me. This will be my last term as your president. I'll be elected, hopefully, on Sunday. And in 2020, what a perfect year to step down. 2020 vision. Perfect year to step down. But I'm not going anywhere. Me and Linda will probably switch places, and I'll be aggravating out there. I got a little chuckle. That's good. No, I don't believe it. organization was founded in 1940, as most of you know. Jacobus Tenbrook, seven others, said it's time we do what we need to do to move ourselves out of the bondage of second-class citizenship to first-class citizenship. The difference between you and the sighted world is perhaps eyesight, mm-hmm. not your vision. Mm-hmm. I love when people say, Joe, how long have you lost your vision? I tell them I haven't lost my vision. I lost my eyesight. I haven't lost my vision. So just remember that. One of our senses. One of our seven senses. Seven, you say? Seven. Everyone knows the five. The sixth sense is a sense of humor.
Seven.
You don't have that already.
This is supposed to be a president's report here. It wouldn't be anything without that from the peanut gallery. I'm only the seventh sense later, so you can figure it out. So, sense of humor is key. As I said, Jacobus Tenbrook gave his time, resources to build this organization. He passed the torch to a young man by the name of Kenneth Jernigan. Norman, first name is correct. Who then passed it on to Mark Maurer, who has now passed it on to Marcus Lobono. As I stated yesterday, this is the 20th anniversary of the passing of Dr. Jernigan. Please read his books, his articles, Colonel books. You can learn so much of a man who gave up his time also. Now, I would love to have a nickel for every hour he spent time, any of our presidents, doing what they do for us. And what did we have done to help them? Hopefully we give the gift of the Federation to others. Just a question for a moment. Think about this answer. How did you get introduced to the National Federation of the Blind? I'll answer it. See if it matches yours. Someone invited me. And I'm here. Spending my time, money, to be here. Why are you here today? I'm here today to teach and learn to teach. That's what we're here for. So with a round of applause for a moment, how many people are here because someone invited you to come to an NFB event? And then the next question is, how many of you are sharing the gift of the Federation to others? We can't keep this a secret. We need the world to know who we are, what we are, and what it means to us to be free. I was going to ask some questions now about Kenneth Jernigan, but we did that last night. But I'll just give you one. Dr. Jernigan received many honorary doctors. The first one was from a university in New Jersey. You get the name of the university. And who was the professor at that university that got it done?
I know
Rick knows it. Yeah, Rick.
It's Seton Hall.
Seton Hall University.
And the professor who made it possible was Dr. Edwin Lewis.
Whoa!
Very good. Just for that, Rick, you get a pretzel in here. We keep learning. If we don't learn from previous generations, we don't move forward. Everything just stops. Kenneth Jernigan's philosophy is my philosophy. I hope it's yours. Respect the work of others. Teach them honesty of purpose. Ground one's efforts with a proper philosophy. So your staff will work with you and not for you. And you direct your work towards a common goal. That is the keystone of what you want to build. Always focus on the objective. Very important. In leadership positions on the state this year, we will have many changes. We have about four or five different positions are being moved around or changed. There's been several changes on our chapters and divisions this year. Doesn't mean anybody did a bad job. It means you did a great job. Did a super job. And now we can use your talents elsewhere and move someone else to a, quote, leadership role with a title after it. Now, the most important title after my name, most people say it's president. Well, that's an important title. Member of the national board, important title. Most important title after my name is member. Member. You don't have to be on a board to roll up your sleeves and do the work. You don't have to be on the board to make phone calls. You don't have to be on the board to do a presentation. You need to be a member who believes in our organization. It's not about me, not about you, it's about us. Very important. When Halloween just passed the other day, correct? It was a couple days ago?
Yeah.
All right, very good. I'm sure some of you got a lot of candy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Anybody has any extra almond joys? All right, we'll go on. But if you go through your kids' bags or whatever, go to the store, you have the stuff on sale now. Every time you look at an M&M, if we have an M&M sale going on back there or whatever, please guess the M&M's in the jar and go to your dentist. But every time you eat an M&M, I do this. I think I'm crazy, and I am. Maybe you want to be crazy, too. Every time you eat an M&M, M&M, what does that stand for?
Money
and members. How can I raise more money for this organization? Where can I find new people to become members? Someone said, well, Joe, what about motivation? So then you go buy a roll of Scotch tape from the 3M company, and you can do your 3Ms. Money, membership, and motivation. That's fine. But for this today, we're going to do M&Ms. Just think of it. How can we raise money? Where can we get the money from? We'll hear a report tomorrow, but this is so important that I want to share something with you. And I hope I embarrass her a little bit. Just slightly. So I can get a hug from her later. Everyone is important to this organization. Ellen Sullivan. New to our affiliate. Not new to the Federation. Has moved from Delaware to New Jersey. She moved in, I think, in February. We talked on the phone. She said, Joe, let me just get settled in. I just want to do at large for a while and feel my way around and see what happens after that. I said, sure, not a problem. Well, a week or two later, I said, and I know she was secretary in Delaware, other things too. I think I had to take some minutes. And within 24 minutes later, the minutes are in my inbox. I'm not waiting. She may want to wait, but this is too good to be true. So within less than 3 or 4 weeks, we invited her to a membership leadership building at Joseph Cohn Training Center for the day. 39 of us were there. Who in this room were at that leadership that day? And Mary Fernandez was in charge of it. In fact, she said, Joe, we need a leadership conference. I said, well, you think we do? Yeah, over the phone is good. We need face-to-face. We need to find out what the real goals are from our members. Well, I think I know them. I think you know them. Yeah, but we need a face-to-face meeting. I don't know if we can do this, Mary. All time in my head, she's doing it. But I said, Mary, we have to figure out who can do this. I'm pretty busy right now, and doing it in late March may not work. Joe, we have to do this, and I want to do it. Good, you're doing it. And she did a great job. So let's give her another applause for Mary. She's at Duke University. Duke University getting her master's degree in business administration. She may be watching us today. So I'm glad you did that. So we did this leadership conference. We broke down to six groups. And lo and behold, Ellen Sullivan was in group number two. And what does that mean? The fundraising group. She said she likes to fundraise. What a coincidence. In that group. She hit the ground and she took off. We've talked on the phone. She had some great ideas. Go for it. Well, she sent her first or second grant out. Now, we don't get a grant every time you write it. Bausch & Lomb Foundation for this convention and for Bell. A total of $5,000 came in. $2,500 for each Bell and $2,500 to help us with this convention. And she said, I want to write another one. Go right ahead. And she did. And we went to the cocktail party and we presented the paperwork and we knew we were getting a grant. We knew what it was for. And lo and behold, another $5,000 grant for Bell for next year. It was a nice little cocktail party, meet everybody and take their pictures and things like that. And one of the waiters, Antonio, I get to know maybe a waiter there, of course, which you know my name was in 2 seconds. Joe, would you like to try some of these meatballs? Sure. So that's true. Trish loves meatballs. Trish loves my meatballs. This is true. These were delicious. Wow. They're so tiny, I could eat like 14,000 of them. You came by again, you want this thing, and something. Those meatballs were great. So you brought me back some more meatballs. We get home, Kelly drove us, my daughter drove us there, came home to me. Dad, how'd you like those meatless meatballs? What do you mean meatballs? I was saying, I gotta get this recipe, it's outstanding. I make pretty good meatballs, myself, but this was like, wow. Meatless, meatless, what are you talking about meatless? They were made out of soy. And they were delicious. They really were. They were delicious. So you never know. The reason why I tell that story is don't be afraid to try something. That's the game. So Alan, thank you. And you heard yesterday too, Alan and Linda worked on a grant for the Fund for New Jersey Blind. We were seeking a $4,000 grant to help us with some transportation to get us down to Baltimore around the .6 event. Well, we got notification, yesterday, we did not receive $4,000. We received $2,000, which is wonderful. We got some seed money. And I'm sure Linda is really working on an action plan. I know that. It's done. Well, look, just let me go over a couple quick things here, because I know I don't want to run out of time to say what I want to say. I'm going to say what I want to say because I want to say what I want to say. But I'm going to say it anyway. Last year's convention to this year's convention. Last year we were in Manahawkin. We had a great time down there, great staff. But how do you like the staff here? Wow! Well, the hotel man is approaching on that too, so. And we had a meeting here not too long ago, and we mentioned that Matt, and you probably have met a few times, we're talking about his boss was sitting next to him, and he said, Joe, anytime you're ready to sign next year's contract, we're ready to do it. I said, well, here's what we need to do, seriously. We need to be here for a year for this convention, and you'll have your meeting about us, we'll have our meeting about you, and then we'll get together and talk. But I know we've got to come up with a mutual agreement that's going to be beneficial to both. I said to his boss, I said, off the record, Matt offered us rooms here next year for $9 a night and banquet for $5. And she said, well, there's the door, Matt. doormat.
Humor.
So, since last year and this year, tell me if this affiliate chapters of members are not on the move. In December, we always have our last quarterly conference call of the year. We wish everybody well, and it's kind of like an off month. We start planning for the Washington seminar right after Thanksgiving or so. In January, the first Saturday in January is always our after the holidays party at the Knights of Columbus at Belleville. Great crowd, good music, good food. So we celebrate the previous holidays, because you can't do it in December. Everybody's busy in December. So we do it in January. Santa Claus does make it there. He always comes. He's headed for Florida that weekend, but we get him to come. We get Santa to come.
Ho, ho.
So Santa's there in January. At the end of the month, we bring 10, 12, 14 of us down to Washington Seminar, where we entertain our congressmen and our senators with issues that are important to us. Ryan on Sunday will talk about some of the issues. I'll just highlight it. The space available, passed. Marrakesh Treaty, passed. And you'll hear Carla talk about that a little bit later. So it's your efforts that make this stuff happen. So that's what we did in January. February, we were preparing, writing our letters. That's why we got these things passed. It's not just January. See, the Washington Seminar is an hors d'oeuvre to the legislative season. See, New Jersey, Carl, everything relates to food.
I heard that.
So with that in mind, it was our hors d'oeuvre. And we do our letters. In March, I mentioned about Mary setting up the program in March. April, May, and June, fundraising went on. Grocery stores, Five Guys Pizzeria, Friendlies, getting money. And then we need to do, it's nice to get money, but then we need a goal and a purpose why we want this money. So that was April, May, and June. July, something happened in July in Orlando. I forgot what it was. The National Convention. That's right. Who has gone, just listen carefully, who has gone to any national convention? Say aye.
Aye.
Who has not? Say aye.
Aye.
All right. Get those first timers there and get it done. How many people here for the first time at any state convention at all in New Jersey? This is your first time. Yell it out loud.
Aye.
Great. Great. Now, we have a lot of first timers here. How many here are two timers?
Yeah.
A lot of two timers here. A lot. One at the podium. Wait a minute. July was our national convention. Got to save your nickels and dimes. Write those scholarship to the Journeyman Scholarship Fund. It will change your life. You'll hear a report about that later in the day. Then later in July, we had our fifth annual Bell Academy at the Puerto Rican Association of Human Development. And we've had several different directors, national directors, all great. The last one we had, I guess still have, you may know her, you may not know her. Does this name Carla McQuillan? Yeah. That's the other one. Thank you, Carla. Thank you. She guided us through phone calls, through emails, through a little kick in the butt.
Yeah.
We got it done. Thank you, Carla, for your guidance. Thank you. August, many of them went surfing, beach days, some went on cruises. That was me and Judy for our anniversary. And she rented, listen to this, the third day that she rented a gangplank.
Did you walk on it?
But no, she rented a gangplank, but they didn't have any on board that day, so that was August. September, we start rolling up our sleeves. Actually, in July and August, we start preparing for the convention, really prepare. People ask, Joe, when do you start preparing for the next year's convention? I said, it ends at noon, 12:01. We're preparing for next year. We really are.
Oh,
Somebody give me almond joys. Nice.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
We start preparing our convention really, really in July, writing letters to our vendors. Writing letters to our vendors. Writing letters to our vendors. Calling our vendors. Writing letters to our vendors. I never got your email. Can you send me another email? I'm in front of my computer. It's coming in 2 seconds. 3 days later, I didn't get your email. And you know they got it. But we keep pestering them. Because I can aggravate. Aggravate well. How many people were in the exhibit room this year and enjoyed it? I was there 2 or 3 times, the place was packed. I think it was packed so you get your cards, try to win the prize. But that's good that you're in there. It makes everybody feel good that they're spending their money there too, which is great. So we do that. Carol Castellano has begged me every year to help. She wants to do the agenda every year, the pre-registration form. In fact, she calls me from her vacation, Joe, when are we going to do this? I'm going to take a day away from the beach to do this. Now, I always let her, it's funny, right, Carol? I call like, Carol, when are you going on vacation? Where she's going. So I plan it out. We call her 3 days before and 1 day after. But we get it done. It's a teamwork. So, Carol, thank you for your time and patience and doing the agenda. We had a great team this year. We had Linda on the team and Mary Jo and Jane with the agenda. As you noticed yesterday, Thursday and Friday, I took a back seat to some of the stuff. I didn't need to be up there. Jane ran a great Thursday event. Great Thursday event. And yesterday afternoon, when we got into the meat potatoes of the, again, full meat potatoes, I eat. We got into the meat and potatoes of it all at 3:15 or 2:15, I guess it was, with New Jersey Transit, and then the panel that came after that. I took a back seat. I let Linda run it, and Jane, they did a great job. It's called transition. That's what it's called, transition. So there's a lot of work going to the convention, as you can see. A lot of last minute things. Even though we have everything down perfectly, there's a glitch here, but you work through it, and we're here. I had laryngitis last week. I heard through the grapevine, my board took a vote that they all were supposed to call me each day and ask me any question they wanted so I could lose my voice, so I could speak with them. But you lost. So, getting back to the agenda, was it meaningful to you so far?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You learn a lot. Are you going to share with other people? Beautiful. Today is a huge morning, big afternoon. Tonight the banquet's going to be splendid. So I'm glad you're here. So getting us through all that and getting it through today, we have to realize that this is our organization. It's not mine. I've had people come up to me, Joe, your convention was great. I said, no, it wasn't. What do you mean? It's not my convention. It's our convention. It's our convention. Some of the items on that agenda, they're not my ideas. I got them from you guys. Joe, can we have someone talk about whatever? We've been trying to get New Jersey Transit here for 2 years. They used to come. And then they stopped coming. Their excuses were great. The best one was their bus broke down. Come on. Come on. Yeah. But they didn't come for 2 years. Okay. So we wanted them here. We had a resolution that we've been working on. Last night's meeting, we decided not to do the resolution because what they promised was everything that we wanted in that resolution. So why pass a resolution? Let them do it. If they don't do it, watch out. We'll be there. So I want to thank Linda Melendez. She took it on. I said, Linda, she said, Joe, we need the transit there. Linda, I tried 2 years in a row. I'll try again. No, I'm doing it. I'll try. which is what I wanted her to do. You see? I did the old Huckleberry Finn Tom Sawyer stuff. And it worked. But she took it on herself. She went to the transit meetings, got onto their board, and started talking to some people. I heard from people, when she walks in the room, they shudder. Because she's a can-do person. A lot of boards like that love people to come in. They name Johnny Jones to the board. He's all happy. He just sits there with his hands folded and leaves. They like that guy. But let's elect him again. So Linda has a 2-year term. It may be her first and only term. But she's there. But she's there. So that's who we are. That's what we do. It is our organization. The National Federation of the Blind. You've heard me say this so many times. Let's say it together. NFB means
never felt better.
So in summary, let me give you my final thoughts of this year. We're going to work together to make a difference. We are the National Federation of the Blind. We're here. We are going to do what we need to do. Because there ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Quick break, everybody get up, dance. Hang.